It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to the table. So glad you could join us for our Bible study segment today. And Connie Stample is back with us. Thank you, Connie, for joining us. I know we are in chapter 2 of Mark. This is lesson 10, and we're titling it Lord of the Sabbath. So I have a feeling we're talking about the Sabbath today.
Oh, we are. Yeah, and it's really what Jesus said about the Sabbath. So this is going to finish chapter 2 for us, and it's going to be verses 23 through 28, the end of the chapter. I will read that to us, and then we're going to talk about what Jesus is saying. So, Mark writes, "One Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, 'Look, what are they doing? What is not lawful on the Sabbath?' And he said to them, 'Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God in the presence of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him? And he said to them, The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" All right. Well, what's going on here? I think we need to look back into Old Testament a little bit to see what's going on. One thing is, it was an Old Testament law, a principle, that if you were hungry and you were walking through your neighbor's grain field, wheat or barley field, you were allowed to pick and eat whatever you needed to satisfy your hunger. And so this was the Sabbath, and obviously Jesus' disciples were hungry, and so that's what they were doing. The problem is the Pharisees saw that, and they had already taken what God said about keeping the Sabbath day holy and respecting it, and they had added on their own interpretations of that. And so they'd made rules about how many steps you could walk on the Sabbath and how heavy a load you could carry and how that you couldn't reap your grain or thresh your grain. And so in their minds, because the disciples were picking grain and rubbing it between their hands to get the husks off, they were in the sense harvesting grain. And so they're calling them on it and saying, "You're working on the Sabbath." What we find then is Jesus says, "Have you never read?" And actually, that's a stinging rebuke, because he's saying, "Don't you know your scriptures? Don't you understand the full meaning of your scriptures?" And then he refers to a passage in the Old Testament in Samuel, which I'm going to read to you, and then I'll explain a little bit about it. That passage is a time when David was on the run from Saul, and he and his men were hungry, and he was actually being pursued, and Saul was trying to kill him. He went to the priest, who was at the tabernacle at the time, and he asked for food, and he asked for a sword. And what happened is the priest at that time gave him the only bread he had, which is the bread which is set before the Lord. And it was supposed to be something that only the priest could eat after it had been removed from the presence of the Lord, but it's all he had. There was a great need, and so he gave it to David. And I will read that scripture to you here. The Lord said, all right, in verse 6, this is actually 1 Samuel 21, verse 6. "So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there but the bread of the presence, which is removed from before the Lord, to be replaced by that bread on hot bread on the day that it's taken away." And because Jesus related this passage, and because David was never condemned for doing this, we come to understand that God is more concerned about people's hearts and mercy and compassion, and in this situation of human need, more concerned about what was right for the people than about the letter of the ceremonial law, which again was what the Pharisees focused on and felt that their righteousness came from. And so Jesus rebukes the Pharisees in this and shows them from the Old Testament that God was more about mercy and meeting human need. And then he says something to them really that probably astounded them. He said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." And really what Jesus is saying is the Sabbath is a good thing from God. It was given to man as a day of rest from physical labor, but even more as a day to worship the Lord, to draw close to the Lord, to remember who he was. And if we look at what, you know, that from the Ten Commandments, what God had said to them, he said, 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing and harvest time you shall rest. That's from Exodus 34, verse 21. But there's also an Exodus where the Lord says that you shall honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And he explains fully why that is important. And it's a blessing to them. When we look at the New Testament, we find out again that the Sabbath has changed. It's not the same. We don't follow it exactly like the Jews did, sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. The Christians actually adopted the Lord's Day, which was Sunday, the day the Lord arose. And we find in Colossians 2, verses 16 to 17, it says, "Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food or drink, or with regard to festival or new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." And truly, for those who are born again or in Christ, actually, if Sabbath is a time of rest and a time to worship God, every single moment of our life is to be offered in worship to God. We think of Romans 12, 1 to 2, and that's our reasonable act of service, or our spiritual worship is to give God our everything, our entire body. Goes along with what the writer of Hebrews also said in Hebrews 4, 9, and 10. It says, "So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his," and that was during creation. And so the Sabbath is a beautiful thing that God has given us for our good. When we think about how we choose to celebrate the Lord's Day, I think for us, probably a good thing to do would be to consider, how can we grow in the Lord? How can we worship him? How can we bless and serve our neighbors? And it might change even some of the things we choose to think about or do on the Sabbath.
Oh, Connie, that makes so much sense. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's something that we really need to dwell in the Lord and go to Scripture on. And I'm so glad that you've done that for us today. Ladies, if you'd like to go deeper, all the notes that you'll find will be living at our Bible Studies tab on our website, and that's naomistable.com. Feel free to use anything you like there. There are great notes for this lesson. And Connie, thank you. Next week, next time we meet, we are going to be in Chapter 3. Very excited about that. So we will talk more about this lesson in Chapter 2 when we come back.